Mr. C, Gerald Celente, who has been trying to tell people for a long time, you've got a choice here. You can choose peace, as in occupy peace, or you can choose rest in peace. Those are your two choices, and he's right. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. It's very, very sad times we're in.
Agreed.
And, the idiocy and the hatred.
Evil, Gerald. It's evil.
Evil.
It's evil.
That's
evil.
That, yep. All these little boys, Jack, Jake Tapper, Donnie, all these arrogant little boys, all these little boys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
It's true.
Calling for more hate, more war, and more killing. Just
exactly
like they
what
promoted.
They're doing. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's the they sold us the Iraq War. They sold the Afghan War. And you know, I'm President Barack Obama. I'm a little arrogant nobody, folks. He was always folks. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Gaddafi has to go in Libya. Assad has to go in Syria. Quote, I'm really good at killing people in the book Double Down. George W. Bush, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive.
That's true.
And all of the media is talking about is the evil, and I'm totally against, I want to make this 100% clear, what Russia's doing. But America's done the same in spades.
Oh, how many times? I can't even count them. You're so right. They're just copying our screenplay, basically. Russia doesn't do that. It's like Iran. How many people has the nation of Iran overtly attacked? Nothing for 200 years. They defended themselves against the Iraq War. But it's all lies. We're the aggressors. It's not you and I. It's not all of you listening, basically. It's the alleged government, which is what? It's international bankster cartels, greed-driven monsters. That's what this is all about.
You said it perfectly. It's been going on forever. And it's going on again.
I don't know if you believe this or buy into it at all, but I've followed this for a long time, and I think there's some truth to it. Every time someone is born and they get a birth certificate, it's a stock certificate, and the elite will buy into those stock certificates. And when you die, your stock certificate has increased in value. It's like a bond or something. And they get money. And their whole economy is something we can't see. It's way above there. They got their whole thing going. And the Bank of International Settlements handles all the payoffs and all the dispersion of funds after a major war or some major die-off like we're seeing here right now and we're going to be seeing for the next years to come because of these shots. They make money. There's profit in death. Big, big business. Anyway, I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but I've heard that for a long time.
Well, it's talking about the banksters. I mean, once upon a time, as the story goes, there was the Son of God by the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And one day he makes a whip because you couldn't buy them at Walmarts or anything. You had to make it. And he drove the money changers out of the temple.
Yep.
Goldman Sachs. Hey, Jamie Dimon, was your great grandfather over there? Hey, Rothschilds, were you guys over there? All right.
They don't change their game.
Jesus Christ became violent. He became violent to drive the money changers out of the temple. So it's perfectly what you're saying and what you just said.
I'm very concerned about the near future for a variety of reasons. I think they want a big war, Gerald, and I think we're going to get it. I'm not saying an international thermonuclear end of the world. That's already kind of underway with the bioweapon injections. We may have 4 billion dead. We don't know. People are dying all over the place now. Even in Israel, the most vaccinated country on the planet, they're dying at the rate of 10 times normal already.
I didn't know that.
After 1 year since the injections began, 10 to 1. I could send you, I got a little video, 2.5 minute video, Dr. Zelensky. He states
it
loud and clear.
Oh, he's great, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, let me see if I can find it. Keep talking. I'm looking for it. Well, how are you, beside all this other crap?
I'm, you know, you see the magazine, I mean, the cover.
Yeah,
You know, okay. Negotiate peace or rest in peace. Again, everybody listening, you know, you're tuned in to Jeff Renz, so you're intelligent people. Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte, and Napoleon took 420,000 men, left Poland in about early 1800s to attack and overtake Russia. He left with 420,000 people. There's a great chart. It's a famous piece of artwork. He came back. By the time he came back with 10,000. Number two, once upon a time, there was a guy by the name of Adolf Hitler. He launched Operation Barbarossa to destroy the Russians. He killed 27 million. 27 million. Who were the first people to take over Germany at the end of World War II? The Russians.
Yeah.
And you're telling me, oh, they're heroes. Oh, the Ukrainians are heroes. They're fighting. You know, as you well know, I'm a black belt in close combat.
Yeah.
Had my own school for many years. As we're talking on the phone now, and all of a sudden, a guy breaks in with a shotgun or a rifle or a gun and says, get on your knees and give me your money. Yes, sir, here it is. Oh, no, I'm going to be a hero and fight. All right, how stupid can you be? The guy's going to beat me. I'm not going to fight him. I'm a fighter. But I'm not going to give my life up for stupidity. And that's what's going on now. And we, the people of the United States, everybody that's working out there, everybody's paying taxes, they just took more of your money to give it to the military-industrial complex so they could make more armaments and make more money and give it to the Ukrainians to fight the Russians. This is, what, a $13 billion bill? Oh, Biden passed a $27 billion to repair our infrastructure in the United States over 5 years. And they just gave $13 billion to the military-industrial complex?
13.6. Yeah.
So.
I'm looking. I'm looking for this video. I played it last night.
And the other thing, the other thing is inflation. What just hit? What, almost 8%?
Oh yeah, I'm sure at least.
Yeah, no, it just happened. and the numbers just came out. And this is before the Ukraine war started. Uh-huh. So imbecile Biden put sanctions on Russia. No, they put sanctions on the people.
Well, whoever's doing the sanction work, Biden, they shoot him up. He's good for about 20 minutes, and he talks, and he goes away.
No, but I'm saying the sanctions are hurting we the people.
Oh, we're paying, of course.
Right. They don't hurt
Russia.
They're
beating the hell out of us. No.
You like paying the price you're paying for gas?
Wait, it's going to go $10, I think. Russia is completely self-sufficient if it needs to be. Plus, it just happens to have a friend called Communist China and doing pretty well with India, which is well over half the world's total population. So, no, Russia's not in trouble. The American people are being ground up like hamburger again. But this is the plan. This is the plan.
Speaking of hamburgers, the big news is that McDonald's and Burger King are pulling out of Russia.
And Russia is talking about acquiring or seizing all the assets of McDonald's and the others that are doing
that. But just think about it. This is the big news. Oh, my God. Pepsi, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, they're leaving Russia? The American government should prohibit that from happening, because if they keep feeding the Russians McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, they'll get too fat to fight, just like the Americans.
Oh, the Americans. God.
So it's only 42% of Americans are obese. So they should keep McDonald's, Burger King, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, KFC in Russia so they could make the people as sick and unhealthy as they are in America.
That's a very good point, and I've often wondered if the food is every bit as toxic over there at a McDonald's as it is over here.
Of course it is. Really, it's crap food.
It's crap no matter how you cut it, but I just wonder if they're not putting a little extra crap in ours.
It's junk food.
DNA from horses.
I mean, it's coming from these animals that they inject through all this crap to make them grow bigger, faster, and all these chemicals in them. What are you kidding? Again, the first book I worked on was called Natural Healing back in the 1980s. Yeah, I know about this. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, you know, for the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine.
Right.
They're injecting these animals with everything they can to blow them up as quick as they can, get them as fat as they can, and sell it as quick as they can. So that the BS coming from the media about, oh my God. Oh, here we go. I'm not making this up. McDonald's transformed Russia. Now it's abandoning the country. CNN.
Wait.
The Cartoon News Network. I'm not making that up. It's right there. Anybody go to CNN.com. McDonald's transformed Russia. Who the hell are you talking to? McDonald's transformed Russia. You stupid piece of arrogant crap. Who the hell are you to talk to me like that? Calm down, Salenti. Bend over and take it like the rest of us. Let's see who wrote this crap. I'm going to click onto it. Oh, Daniela Wiener Brana, CNN Business. Yeah, Wiener. Yeah, save it, Brana. Who the hell are you talking to? And you look at this. You look at it. It is a freak show. McDonald's transform Russia. Now it's abandoning the country. Yeah, they stop selling you crap that blows you up.
Where are we going to go with this? Where's it going to go?
We're going to World War III. World War III has begun.
You're on. You're
get
on
it
the
in
same,
your head, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid you're right. I've not any joy at all in even talking like that. But I don't see anyone anywhere at any level on this side of the pond or this side of the political pond who is trying to cause a constructive settlement, a disengagement, any kind of a peace effort. There's nothing even being talked about.
I'm the only one. I am the only one. Look at the cover of the magazine.
There's no one else
there. Where the hell is the Pope? Hey, Pope, where are you? Oh, I know. The Catholic priest is screwing little boys. Is that what's going on?
You know he's a fraud, don't you? The real Pope
has
been held.
Oh, I know who he is. This bastard Pope, this is the guy that when he was down in Argentina and they had a dictator's down there, he was selling out everybody.
Yes. Bergoglio. Yep. That's his name. Bergoglio. The real Pope is Benedict XVI, who has been held under house arrest in the Vatican for the last 8 years now, seven, 8 years. That's the real Pope. It's an overthrow.
Where are all the how about that arrogant little boy Romney? That arrogant little scum Romney. Oh, the Mormon, the Mormon. Yeah, the Church of Latter-day Saints, very latter, man. Very latter. Where are all you Mormons? Oh, no, he's calling for more violence.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the Jews? Where are the Muslims? Where are the Buddhists?
There's
Why
no
aren't
one calling
they taking
for peace?
To the streets of peace?
There's nowhere is anyone calling for peace except you. I haven't heard anybody else say.
I'm the only one out there, and I launched Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.com. Put your money where your heart is, because if we don't unite for peace, we are going to die in war.
Now, you couldn't be more correct. And that war might be real soon.
Very soon.
We're talking weeks. Anytime now. Almost anytime.
You know, I went to Catholic school. I grew up Catholic. Catholic Church did to me, they destroyed so much of my life. I had a nun, Sister Marie Rosaire, fifth grade. She was the principal. I'm the shortest kid in the school, and I'm at the last seat in the back. She's walking out. She used to have an office. She used to walk down the rosary beads swinging back and forth. She grabs me by my little blue tie and starts slapping the hell out of me. Bam, bam, bam.
In
and
class.
Perforated my middle ear and broke my eardrum. At that time, at 10 years old, Jeff, I used to water ski in the Hudson River with just a little belt on and going over the wake of ships on a slalom ski. Wow. I was a great athlete. I could no longer get my ears wet for the rest of my life.
Oh, God.
And then, you know how stupid I am. That's why you have me on your show. She left me back.
Oh,
so I became the stupidest kid in the school. That's what the Catholic Church did
to
me.
She actually held you back on top of the abuse.
Yes. And when you look at the abuses that the Catholic priests have done to all these young men all over the world.
Can't quantify it. It's too horrible. It's too hideous. It's unbelievable.
It's disgusting. This is not the Jesus Christ that I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. They are not warriors. I am fighting for peace because everybody listen out there. You look at my track record. I'll put anybody in the world up to my trend forecasting track record. We are on the brink of World War III. And when they asked a guy by the name of Albert Einstein that knew a little thing or two about making an atom bomb, they asked him what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War. And he said, I don't know, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth.
Correct. Totally correct.
When we were kids, they teach you the crap in school. World War I began when the Archduke Ferdinand was killed in Sarajevo. Yeah, what the hell is an archduke and where's Sarajevo?
Oh,
hey, craphead, the thing was building up before that.
It's all. Well,
it's building up.
I don't know. You were probably very young when you realized that history had clearly been corrupted and perverted. It was lies. I was. I figured it out. I'm sure you figured it out. And many of you listening got it.
No, I didn't figure it out till much later in my life.
Well, you made it.
I didn't get wise until I started around 32 years old. I started to grow up. Again, I was a chief government affairs specialist.
Look at the lies now. Look at the media. Look what they're doing now. Look at the lies. We've exposed a number of stories that are complete frauds. Now, both sides lie. We understand that.
Yep.
But the egregiousness of the lies coming out of the NATO side of this are just amazing to me, watching this.
NATO that destroyed Iraq? You mean NATO that destroyed Afghanistan? NATO that destroyed Libya? You mean NATO that destroyed Yugoslavia? That NATO, is that the one you're talking about?
Same characters. Yeah, Schwab's buddies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, you call up Central Casting and send us down a German accent, a weirdo, to follow along in the footsteps of Peter Sellers.
No, you look at that guy. How can anybody with a brain bigger than a pea look at that piece of crap and swallow it?
No. You've seen the picture of him on the beach? I sent it to you.
No, I didn't see that.
I think I did. Oh my God. I'll send it to you. You won't believe this. I'll send it to you. At least I can find that. I can't find this Zelenko thing. All right. Back in a minute with Gerald. Hold on. We shall continue. Okay, here we are back with Gerald. Did you get your email?
Let me see here. Yep.
Check out that swimsuit.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is this real?
No one's been able to debunk it. It's been around for about a year.
But look at this little piece of crap. Look at this little guy. Again, look at this guy. Anybody that tells everybody what to do like this, if you're not a fighter, don't say it. If you're going to say something and you demand it, fight for it. These guys couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
No. Wet or dry. Doesn't matter.
They're nothings. We got a crap. No. We're living in a crap show, and we got crap heads in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's a crap
Schwab.
I can't use the other word. It starts with an S and ends with a T.
Sounds like fertilizer, right? Okay.
Yeah. Those are the heads that are in charge of that kind of show, and people taking look. If you, I gotta hire the best cartoonist I can, and I want to make a picture of the guy that's gonna play the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson. Cartoonist could not come up with a better image of a character clown, arrogant, moronic, nothing piece of garbage. Then you got that little arrogant, nothing, ballless little guy over there in France, Macron. A little cutzone, a little nothing. Look at their faces. That new guy over there in Germany, boy, Hitler, he got a Heil Hitler look on him, man. An arrogant look. You look at these people. And look at that little Trudeau up there, that little daddy's boy up in Canada. And nothing. if Daddy wasn't Pierre.
Oh, his daddy's Fidel Castro.
His daddy is true, Fidel. Too. That's the other side of it. Yeah. Mama may have been out there doing a deal.
Yes, that's the word. The Klaus Schwab image at the beach, everyone, there are one or two efforts to debunk it, but there's nothing serious. It looks like it's...
Well, look at the guy. Look at his other uniforms on.
Yeah, I know.
Those are Halloween.
Halloween costumes.
And that's what we're in. We're in a Halloween show.
A crap show.
Yep.
Yeah, well, look how he dresses. It's like a Star Wars costume or something.
Yep.
So here, let's go to Israel here. This is Dr. Zelenko, and he is talking about the death rate in the most vaccinated, ostensibly safe nation on the face of this poor planet. And he's going to start out by saying, according to funeral directors, it's a little fast, so I'm giving you a little clue. It's according to funeral directors. I think he may say Israeli funeral directors. But here we go, Dr. Zelenko.
According to Israeli funeral directors, in their own papers, they're seeing a 1,000% increase in death.
Yeah.
10x. If one person would die a day, 10 are dying a day.
10x.
And the ages are much, much younger, and the causes of death are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
A 20-year-old just didn't wake up 2 days after taking a shot.
Wow.
Stuff like that. I mean, that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and Israel is the most immunized country in the world,
yes,
especially from the perspective of multiple boosters. Israel is the number one country with three and four, with people that took three or four shots. And what is the official cause of death according to the government? Omicron. Now, wow, let's analyze that.
Oh, he said Omicron. The official cause of death is Omicron.
Omicron is much more infectious than measles. There is no way to stop the spread of Omicron. Not even the Zelenko protocol. Can't help you there. But the good part of Omicron is that it limits its damage to the upper airway, not the lower airway, which killed most people. And so it causes a bad flu.
Okay.
We could deal with that. We could mitigate those symptoms. We can even have preventive strategies. And by the way, to contradict the Israeli data, no one else is dying from Omicron, essentially. Not on that scale.
Yeah.
Especially in South Africa, where it came out, mm-hmm, America for sure, and my practice directly. No one's dying from Omicron. It's really easy to treat if you do it in the right time frame. So why are Israelis dying from Omicron? And I'm not denying that they're dying from Omicron. Mm-hmm. But there's another reason. There are dozens of peer-reviewed papers that show that these shots have destroyed the innate immune system or damaged. And it's dose relevant. It's people that took two shots are worse than people that took one shot. Three, even worse, four. Yeah.
So it gets worse as you continually take the booster.
It's dose related, apparently. So what the majority of Israelis have, they've acquired something. I'm using words very, very carefully here. They've acquired an immune deficiency syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
They have AIDS.
They have AIDS, Gerald. AIDS, not HIV AIDS. AIDS from the injections, which destroy the blood and destroy the immune system. They have AIDS. The door is open. They'll die from a cut finger if they got the bad bacteria going. They got no immune system that's worth a damn. The Germans found out after two shots, you have 12% of your immune system left. That's it. It's German science.
Please send me that information. I'd like to print that.
I will. I'll send you the link.
Don't
worry, because they sent Kamala Harris over to calm the Polish situation.
All right, here's some data. All right, this is from the World Trade World Health Organization.
Yeah.
They say that there have been 444 million cases of the virus. And they say 6 million people died. So your chances of dying, and I'm only giving you the numbers, your chances of dying, according to the numbers that they put, but they don't put this rest part, it's 1.35%.
Now, these are people who ostensibly were infected with COVID.
So they're saying 444 million, there were 444 million cases.
Of COVID.
Okay, of COVID. They say that 6 million died.
Yeah. It's 6
million. So once you're a case, your chances of dying are 1.35%. And then when you look at that 1.35%, as we do know, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 2.6 of those people had pre-existing comorbidities.
Yeah.
All right, now, 6 million people dying over 2 years out of a population of 8 billion people, we're like 7,953,000,000. So we rounded off to 8 billion. So over the case of 2 years of a population of 8 billion, that is 0.075% of the world's population. And over the course of 2 years, that would be, again, out of 8 billion people, 250,000 people per month, or 0.0031% of the world's population per month. And then, if you took the per month percentage and applied it to the American population of 330 million people, that would be the grand total of 10,312 deaths per month. Nothing. Nothing. We're talking 330 million people. And you're telling me 10,000 people died in a month? Who are you talking to? Oh, and those people, again, and the pre-existing comorbidities, the biggest ones are obesity, which 42% of Americans are.
Diabetes?
70% are overweight. Respiratory ailments, I wonder where they're getting them from. This thing is nothing. It's nothing. Oh, but by the way, keep drinking that water with all of the, you know, all of the chemicals pumped into the, with all the fracking and all the chemical and all the drugs that are
don't
in the water
the fluoride.
System.
Fluoride.
The fluoride's great for you. Yeah. It'll ride you higher. And don't forget about all those GMOs and all the pesticides that they spray on everything.
Oh,
and I forgot. The 7.5 million people that die each year of air pollution. We won't talk about that. I want to give some wrap-up over here and some of the important things. I mentioned that inflation is 7.9%.
Yeah.
This is before the United States put sanctions on Russia. So now you're looking, Russia supplies 40% of all of the gas in Europe. 40%. Russia controls 40% of the palladium in the world. Palladium they need to make catalytic converters in cars. Ukraine and Russia supply enormous amounts of wheat. I forget the number. It's in the Trends Journal this week. You're looking at prices rising like we've never seen in our lifetime. Again, we just saw the inflation rate hit 7.9% before this happened. And wages are going up, but they're down 2.8% relative to the inflation rate. And then you're looking at, if you want to see the determination of what it means, how important it is, you look at what is the most valuable safe haven asset, a thing called gold. It's trading around $2,000 an ounce. $2,000 an ounce.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is very serious. Before this happened, go back to 2019, before the COVID war began, one of our 2020 trends, we put them out in December, you know, so it was 2019, we put out for 2020, was New World Disorder. Before this happened, there were riots and protests going on in Lebanon, in South Africa, in Algeria, in France, in India, in Peru, in Colombia, in Chile, one country after another. People were taking to the streets to protest the lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime and violence. You're going to see that escalate like we've never seen before. There are going to be civil wars, regional wars. As I say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And you're going to see them lose it big time.
Let me remind all of you, and we mentioned this a little earlier, that the best publication you can possibly get for news, information, wisdom, and perspective is Gerald's publication, The Trends Journal. You've heard the commercials. They run every day. You've seen the banner on the homepage with Gerald's picture. But you cannot, and most of you do, if you still read, the only way to really process information is to read it. You think it. You think it through, you place it, you parse it out, you synthesize it, you boil it down to what it means for you. When you're staring at television, you don't have that option because you're in a trance. And that garbage, whatever it is, just goes straight into your subconscious mind. You don't have time to dwell upon it, to think about it, to process it. But when you read, you do. Now, the Trends Journal is, as I've said in the commercials, but I said it, that wasn't a rehearsed commercial, is what Time magazine might have been 50, 60 years, 70 years ago. But the Trends Journal has no commercials. It's written better. It's illustrated far more profusely and beautifully. It is the best magazine for news and information you can find. Go and look at it. Just go to trendsjournal.com and you got nothing to lose. If you want reality, there's no better publication. There just isn't. And I'll include electronic media with that as well. So you have done something very special. Keep it up.
Well, thank you. No, we're giving every ounce we have. Again, this week was 159 pages. And you know what the cost is?
That's a lot of pages.
It's like $2.29 a week. You buy the New York Times, $3 a day, $6 on the weekend, you get nothing.
No, don't waste your time.
Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. And
come
like
on.
You said, you lose nothing because if you don't like it, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. There's no risk. Again, there is no magazine in the world that comes close to it. Nothing. If anybody can show me, let me know. Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. No magazine tells you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. Nobody.
Well, what I like is the wisdom that it brings with each story. It's, you know, facts in journalism, that's crucial. But you have a nice way of doing it without forcing people to buy into it necessarily. But you offer a summation and you point, well, the actual articles point to where reality is. And that's where we all should want to go. And these times, I don't know how many more issues we're going to be able to put out. These are bad times, friends. This is no joke.
No, we have to unite for peace.
These
again,
lunatics.
Please go. Yeah, and you know, I put my money where my mouth is. I have rallies here for Occupy Peace, and
sure.
we have to unite for peace. There's, oh my God. I mean, you think about it. You know, make love not war. Could it be any simpler?
I remember when that message was first proffered to the people.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Sure.
And
well,
then
we stopped the Vietnam War.
It.
We did play a very major role. There was some manipulation in there, but generally speaking, the public just said no more.
Well,
we lost
almost
60,000 of our young men and women.
And hundreds, about 250,000 critically wounded and million mentally
and those people,
destroyed.
You never see those people. You see them on the streets occasionally now in a wheelchair. But they just kind of disappeared, all the wounded that came back.
Yep.
It's the same thing with the Iraq War, Gerald. You don't see them around.
20 veterans a day are committing suicide.
Suicide,
yep.
I think it's more than that, but whatever.
Well, I think that was a number, but again, if there's another one, let me know.
I think it's 25, 26. It's too many. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's too many.
Yep.
One is
too many. And now here's
we
the
don't
deal.
Honor our vets. We don't take care of our vets.
Nah.
They're expendable.
You know, here's I was prime draft age. I'm 75 years old. I was stupid enough back then to believe in the war. The only reason I didn't go was because I didn't want to get shot at. But I believed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, my generation are the biggest sellouts. They brought this country down. They were all anti-war. And they haven't been anti-war since. And the only reason they were anti-war is because we were getting drafted.
You're 100% right. End of story. You got it. Yeah, if there were a draft now, this country would probably come apart at the seams.
You got it.
Yeah. So, no, there won't be. What a horrible thing. War. No, the only people that win are those that...
The military-industrial complex.
That's
the only one. They just took $13 billion of our dough and gave it to... Oh, we're going to keep fighting them. They already sent the billion last year.
We're already in an active participant in that war. We just sent... The figure I got was 17,500 anti-tank rockets shoulder-fired or on a tripod.
Yep.
That'll take out trucks, APCs, tanks, anything. So here's the reason that you're seeing Putin stand off from the cities now, and they're opening corridors. You got 2 days to get out, whatever, and then he's just going to level the cities.
Oh yeah,
it's the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about young men on both sides. We don't need to have debt. We don't need it.
I'm opposed to the war on both sides. Totally opposed to it. Totally. But again, I know, you know, if you push them, you prick the bear, they're gonna fight back. And what the United States, again, all in the Trends Journal, the details. February 1990, when the Soviet Union was breaking up, the deal was that NATO would not expand any further. And again, we take the data we have in the Trends Journal from the National Security Archives, and the United States said, we will not move one inch further. Back then, there were 16 countries in NATO. Not only have we moved one inch further, there are now 30 nations in NATO. So
they're all deployed on the Russian border, as you know.
Yep. So if we had the Chinese with missiles down in Mexico shooting, aimed at us, and the Russians up in Canada with missiles aimed toward us, you'd think we'd get a little uptight about it?
And bioweapons death labs all over the place as well. Don't forget that. Over 30.
That's Victoria Nuland again.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. The one on December.
She overthrew Yanukovych. She was orchestrated the plot with $5 billion U.S.
Yep.
They gave her that much. It's Obama. We know, if we just think, we know who these people are.
Yep.
Gerald, thank you. Let me remind everyone again. Go to the trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. 30-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. It'll be there, as I say in the commercial, in 6 months waiting to serve you. You will learn from it in a year. It's a remarkable accomplishment. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night. Talk soon.
Good night.
Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. Okay, gang. Back with more in just a few.